The event is the first in a series commemorating the sesquicentennial of the Civil War, so it begins with the lead-up to armed conflict.
As always, we feature six well-known national historians flying in from Texas and Massachusetts and Alabama and all over the map on the topic of the election of 1860 and the secession crisis.
Will Green, Executive Director of Pamplin.
Our speakers are going to be addressing everything from the perspectives of Southern governors to the secession crisis, the nomination of Abraham Lincoln in the 1860 Republican Convention, to a talk on was the Civil War inevitable, avoidable tragedy, or irrepressible conflict.
Green, a noted Civil War historian and author, will open things up on Friday night.
We have Liz Varon from the University of Virginia, who's going to be speaking on the specter of disunion in party politics, which is the subject of one of her award-winning books. Gary Eckelbarger of Fairfax, who's going to be talking about his book on the nomination of Abraham Lincoln. George Rabel from the University of Alabama on Neither Man Nor Parties, the election of 1860 as a crisis of faith. Chip Dawson from Texas A&M University is going to be addressing three Southern governors in the election of 1860. Russ McClintock from Massachusetts is going to be discussing his award-winning book, Lincoln, Douglas, and the Response to Secession.
Bill Freeling of the Virginia Foundation of the Humanities in Charlottesville will consider, was Lincoln an immediate threat to slavery?
And then on Sunday afternoon, right after lunch, all of the speakers will be involved in a panel discussion with audience questions. So it should be an extremely lively, entertaining, and educational experience.
Over its 14-year history, the Pamplin Park Symposium has featured a who's who of nationally known Civil War scholars, and they have a great time with the people taking part.
One of our criteria is that they usually have a book in print on the topic about which they'll be speaking. And yes, this has been a very popular program. We limit registration, however, to 90 people, so it is not a huge cattle call experience for our participants. It's a rather intimate opportunity to get to know the speakers, to interact with them at meals and during the breaks. We even have a speaker's dinner on Friday evening where you can sit down at a table with one of our faculty and get to know these people as individuals.
The symposium is always well subscribed, Green said. As of early yesterday, there were 15 spots available.
The best place to get information on our symposium and all the programs offered at Pamplin Historical Park is to check our website. That's www.pamplinpark.org.
Or just call 804-861-2408. Pamplin Historical Park is on the Boydton Plank Road, Route 1, just south of Petersburg, off I-85. John Ogle, WCVE News.